Sidcup regards himself as a sort of guardian of Miss Madeline Bassett and very jealous and zealous of her welfare.
Yes, indeed. When he thought Gussie Fink-Nottle, her fiancé, was not being sufficiently attentive to her, he chased Gussie to the rooftops.
Threatening to eviscerate him with his bare hands. Yes, sir.
Eviscerate? Good Lord. Poor old Gussie. The country's greatest expert on newts, but not exactly the young Lochinvar with women. Perhaps Spode is really in love with young Madeline himself, but thinks his age a bar to making a declaration.
There is that possibility, sir. Yes, more coffee, sir?
Thank you, Jeeves. You say Gussie was at Brinkley last week, too. How was he, eh? Towing the line with Madeline, springing to her bidding, gambling round her, spreading rose leaves out of his hat, singing beneath her window at midnight? The perfect lover, I hope. We know too well what happens when Madeline Bassett is disappointed in her fiancé. She reaches out for the old and tried.
Bertram Wooster.
Quite. And Bertram Wooster would regard marriage to that soppy, starry-eyed young sentimentalist as a lot worse than death. You remember that she referred to the stars as God's daisy chain?
Yes, sir. And she believed that every time a baby smiled, a fairy was born.
These are grave faults, Jeeves. But spare me further examples of her whimsy, not just after breakfast. Ugh. Well, anyway, how was Mr. Fink-Nottle?
He seemed low-spirited, too, sir.
Oh? Perhaps one of his newts has got tonsillitis or something?
Conceivably, sir.
You have never kept...